Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Back at it again. It's another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight. Excuse me as I lose my voice. 71 days away from the 2013 NFL Draft. If you're wondering why I'm losing my voice, that's because we've been counting you down with over 100 player interviews now on the NFL Draft Bible. So follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible to tune in to all our latest episodes. Today, we kick it off. We get started with the New Jersey native, Daywood Lane, Bethune-Cookman linebacker via Rutgers, joining us on the Player Spotlight Hotline. We welcome him into the show. How are you today, Daywood?
I can't complain at all. How are you?
Doing good, doing good, and always like to represent New Jersey, my native state, so definitely good to see Patterson Catholic on the NFL radar. Let's start off on what you're doing right now as you get ready for your pro day workout. Where are you working out? What are you doing to stay in shape? And take us through your regimen.
Well, I'm working out in a place. It's on the outskirts of Atlanta, actually in Duluth. It's called CSC Sports. It's
okay.
Run by a guy named Chip Smith. He put a lot of NFL guys. I mean, he trained a lot of NFL guys. I'm working out with him. Hopefully, he can get me right.
Okay, cool. So, you know, who are some of the former players or current players that you've had the opportunity to interact with? Anybody you get to pick their brain in terms of the draft preparation process and what to expect?
Well, actually, he's been running training us as a training camp, a mini training camp. I'm working out with Ray Buchanan as far as agility stuff.
Oh, okay.
As far as the drills and things like that. And I've been working out with him and another guy, Brian Cox. He used to play tight end in the league for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep. Yes, sir. Some good guys, some veteran guys to learn from. So, you know, working out with some guys that have played at the NFL level, what did you say is the biggest piece of advice you've learned from those guys?
Well, out of everything that they have taught me, most of all, I like to think that they taught me that. Like, every day, every down, every practice is an opportunity to get better. You can't really take, like, a day off, a play off, a drill off, because this is a dream that a lot of people want. So at every opportunity is your chance to get it or lose it.
Yeah, it's strictly business now. Every play, like you said, there's eyes on you. There's some coach somewhere. You might not even see him. But there's somebody watching. It could be a scout from another team watching you. You just never know because as you journey to the next level, strictly business, and we're talking to Daywood Lane, Bethune-Cookman via Rutgers linebacker, 61 tackles, 8.5 tackles for a loss, 3 interceptions, 5 pass deflections this past season at Bethune-Cookman. You know, talk to me a little bit about your game, Daywood. If I were to ask you what you consider to be your biggest strength, overall, what would you say?
My biggest strength is my speed, I have to say. It's like I've been born to run. I get from sideline to sideline, from 5 yards deep to 3 yards in the backfield, speed of light. I would like to say that's my biggest strength.
And, you know, I don't know what you're weighing these days. I know the school website has you listed at 6'3", 226. You're still in that weight range, and you talk about the speed. You want to throw out what you might run in the 40, or you want to keep that under wraps right now?
Oh, I want to tell the world. I'm going to run a 4.45.
Woo! Okay. So that's money in the bank.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. All right. So we got our first guarantee of the draft season. You know, We've talked to some players who said, you know, I think I'm going to run this. I might break the bench press record, but Daywood is laying it on the line. He's guaranteeing 4.45, and if he runs that, that will be money in the bank for sure. And you still in that 225 weight range, Daywood?
Well, yeah. Well, it's fluctuating between 225, 230. Sometimes I eat more than I train. Train more than I eat. But I'm staying within that range, 225 to 230. In order to make an NFL camp, I feel like I probably have to get up to 240 or something like that. But I'll deal with that when the time comes. Right now, I just want to stay flying.
Okay, so somewhere between the 230, 240 range is the ideal playing weight for you. And, you know, you mentioned eating right and putting good things in your body. You know, are you doing things differently now with the dieting leading up to the draft than you were in college?
Well, at Bethune-Cookman, it's really hard to eat right because of the time schedule of the cafeteria and things of that nature. But as far as how they treat the athletes, as far as food and things like that at Rutgers University, it's the same thing. I almost eat the same exact thing every single day. I got a certain amount of protein, carbs, things of that nature. So my body is like a well-oiled machine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, my man. You got to keep that body well-oiled if you want to run a 4.45 and break some stopwatches, maybe break some scouts' necks as they look down at the stopwatch. We're talking to Daywood Lane, Bethune-Cookman, Rutgers linebacker, 61 tackles, 8.5 for a loss this past season. And, you know, one of the things that stuck out to me on the stat line, Daywood, is the 3 blocked kicks this past season. So, you know, you must have good arm reach or a big wingspan, or is it just the speed, like you mentioned? Were you on the interior line, or were you coming out on the edge on these blocked kicks? And take us through your technique and your specialty. Why do you excel at blocking kicks so much?
Well, it was actually, I can't take all the credit for it. It's me and a guy, LeBrandon Richardson. It doesn't matter exactly where we line up, as long as we line up together. Him and I are able to get a great jump off the ball, initially a great jump off the ball. Then it's either, like, he'll push the guard in, so I'm able to slide through, or when we come off the edge, he'll collapse the edge, so I'm able to come off the edge that way. But it doesn't matter whether it's interior or on the outside, as long as you get, like, a great jump off the ball.
All right, so good. Special teams, a little specialty. And how about, did you play on any other special teams in terms of, you know, gunner position, kickoffs or punt teams, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Can I just tell you 4-4 speed, I run down on kickoff. I can't really do the gunner, but I'd rather pass protect at the wing and then go down there, like, outside the hash a little bit. But, yeah, I could play all special teams. But this
all right.
season.
Very good. You're going to be a valuable asset at the next level with that speed and added ability. We're talking to Daywood Lane, looking to light up some stopwatches. Says he's going to run the 4.45 40. So we're looking forward to that. When is the pro day? Where can we count down? You know, what day do you have set? Do you have a set date for the pro day yet?
March 13th at Rutgers University. That'll be the first pro day I'll be participating in. Second pro day will be the one at Bethune-Cookman University. Date is not. I don't have the tentative date on that yet, but they're still trying to work things out with.
Okay, so I'm glad to hear that because I'll be up close and personal then. I'll be at the Rutgers Pro Day, so, you know, we'll definitely link up. I'll let you do your thing and observe, and then maybe we'll talk and catch up with you after you blaze that 40. So you're going to get to go to the Rutgers Pro Day. I'm sure you'll get to link up with some of your old buddies that you came into college with up over there in Rutgers. You keeping in contact with any of those guys? You looking forward to seeing them?
Yeah, I actually talked to Cassim Green, played outside linebacker there. I talked to him religiously. He's like the 2-time defensive player of the year, all Big East player.
First-round pick.
Yeah, that's what they say.
So, all right, very good. And Bethune-Cookman seems like it's becoming Rutgers South. I know you got a couple other players down there at Bethune, your buddy K.J. Stroud. I think Pat Brown is down there. What's the appeal with all the Rutgers guys heading down to Florida?
Well, personally, being a New Jersey native, after graduating from Rutgers University and still having eligibility, the upside of Florida for me personally was to get out of this snow. I mean, it's even a blizzard right now in New Jersey. But
yeah. tell me about it.
Right. Other than that, Brian Jenkins, he did a couple years under Greg Schiano, and he he took the same type of morals, standards, trust, belief, and accountability, and the type of family atmosphere that we were so accustomed to at Rutgers University. He was able to take that to Bethune-Cookman, and i.e. we have success there. So it's like, it is kind of like a Rutgers South, because the same ideas, same morals, same principles are taught there at Bethune-Cookman as was Rutgers University.
Yeah, and, you know, that's a pro-style type of coaching that you talk about. I mean, just talk about your coaches and, you know, starting off with Chiano and then this past year at Bethune-Cookman, you know, what was it like getting that pro-style type of defensive coaching? And, you know, have you always been in the same defensive scheme, or have you switched it up a little bit? So what kind of defense would you prefer to play in, a 34 or a 43?
Well, it's kind of crazy because in high school, I played a 3-4, so I was like how DeMarcus Ware was. Sometimes I had my hand down in the dirt. Sometimes I'll stand up. That was in high school. Then going to Rutgers University, they run a 4-3. They run a 4-3 hybrid. Like, it's the same type of deal as a 34, but predominantly the defensive end hand is on the ground. But in a lot of blitz packages and things of that nature, they would drop off into coverage. Going into Bethune-Cookman, it's a standard 4-3 defense. Like, you got two run stoppers in the middle, Arrow Love and Terry Tony, pretty good in on the outside. So it's like, it's a lot of gap discipline and things of that nature. And just, they allow with the defensive ends and the defensive tackles, they allow their linebackers to make plays, where the D-line stats at Bethune-Cookman, their stats wouldn't show their production, but it shows in our production as linebackers, because we can't really make any plays without them. Defense is defense. I've been studying defense ever since I was young.
Yeah, and, you know, you talk about that hybrid 4-3-3-4 that Chiano played at Rutgers, now doing a little bit of that at the next level in Tampa Bay, kind of in the same mold of the New England Patriots type of defense that they run. And I think you see more and more teams playing that hybrid. So another asset, another bonus, another check mark in the Daywood Lane column as he chats it up here from Bethune-Cookman via Rutgers. And you talked about the degree. You got one degree at Rutgers, then you transferred to Bethune-Cookman and working on getting your master's degree. That's pretty impressive, Daywood. You know, is academics something you've always excelled at, even in high school? Or, you know, what was the motivation for? I mean, how did you get two degrees in such a short period of time? It's just very impressive.
Hard work. There is no other recipe for it. At Rutgers University, it was because I wanted to stay around during the summer and winter time just to stay there, work out, try to get bigger, faster, stronger, and things of that nature. In order to do so, I had to take classes. With that, just taking classes every summer, every winter, things of that nature, it allowed me to get one up or two up on credits as opposed to the regular sophomore, the regular junior. So with that, upon graduating at Rutgers, that was the way I was still able to have eligibility to take my talents to Daytona Beach.
Yeah, and that's some dedication there. And Daytona Beach, like you said, treating you well and with that sunshine down there in Florida, escaping the cold up here in New Jersey. So we're talking to Daywood Lane, Bethune-Cookman via Rutgers. You know, talk about the difference. You've played in the FBS, you've played in the FCS. Talk about the difference. If there is a difference, do you notice a talent level difference? Do you notice a speed difference, or no, not really?
No, absolutely there is a difference. And the main difference is not as far as talent, per se, at the skill positions. The wide receiver or great wide receiver at the FCS is a great wide receiver in the FBS. Same thing for safeties, linebackers, running backs. The major difference comes when you talk about the linemen. Because we have a lineman, whereas our best lineman at Rutgers University, Anthony Davis, he went on and played first round for San Francisco 49ers. Our best lineman at Bethune-Cookman is Terrence Hackney. He's like a two-time All-American. When we talk about the size and strength differential of these two guys, it's like there's no comparison. Anthony Davis is they be standing 6'6", 330.
Yeah.
And Terrence Hackney stands maybe approximately 6'4", maybe 6'5". And his weight was just not discussed. But as far as footwork and things of that nature, he can compare to anybody. But it's just like that same the combination of size and weight, as far as the lineman is concerned, at the FCS level, it's not the same as the FBS level.
How about we're talking to Daywood Lane? How about the toughest opponent during your career? You know, was it going up against those guys in Rutgers? Was it somebody you faced while you were at Rutgers? Maybe it was while you were at Bethune-Cookman. Whether an individual player or just a team as a whole, who stood out to you in terms of the toughest opponent during your playing career?
Now, see, if you want to talk about the one singular toughest opponent, it's a guy, Jeremy Zutai. He was like, he's like all world at Rutgers. He now plays at Tampa Bay. I think he's basically the center guard, but coming from high school, you know, you think you're like the best thing in the nation. So, so practicing against him, and I was playing, my first couple years at Rutgers University, had my hand in the dirt defensive end. And before I learned anything about technique, like I said, I'll praise myself on my speed. But then I get to college, and it's just like, not only can he, and like, is his feet fast enough to backpedal and match mine, but it's like wow, I never seen a guy like that move. And it was like constant battle, day in, day out. Then when he graduated and left on, they put AD out there, and I was just like, I can't win.
Yeah, he's a big boy, and he's down there in your neck of the woods now, Tampa Bay, with your former coach, Shiano. So, Jeremy Zutai is a mean mug in the trenches. And you're listening to Daywood Lane, Bethune-Cookman linebacker via Rutgers. And, I see you had a little tradition after you guys won, and you guys won 9 out of 12 games this past year. Where did this ritual start from, Daywood? You grab the cheerleaders' pom-poms after the games and start doing a little breakdown. What's going on here?
Oh, honestly, I don't – okay, whatever. So my sisters, I didn't even know that you knew this, but my sisters, they both were cheerleaders, right? I've been playing football all my life. Now, nobody actually gives them the credit or gives them the acknowledgement that they deserve. It's like they train hard, like they practice hard, things of that nature, and
right.
Nobody really comes to see them. They come to watch the football game. But it's like at times in the games when we're down and stuff like that, a few guys on the sideline, you hear them and you really do pick it up. So it's just like it's kind of like thank you, kind of like my own personal thank you, giving acknowledgement to Chili's, like as a football player goes to Chili's. I grab and cheer for them. Hey, thank you guys. Something like that. How you know
okay.
that?
Okay. Hey, we got our sources here at the NFL Draft Bible, my man. So, you know, how about are we going to see a little Chad Ochocinco if you get a – maybe pick 6 interception and take it to the house. Might we see that at the next level if you score?
Oh, no, they got fines. They got big boy fines.
All right, smart man. And speaking of the intelligence, I know after a long, successful playing career, I also heard that, coaching is something you'd be interested in down the road after you hang up the cleats.
Absolutely. I'm taking
okay.
every scheme I learned from Greg Schiano's to Coach Yogi Jones down in Bethune-Cookman. I'm putting it all together, and I'm going to have a high school dynasty. When I was growing up in high school, I mean, in Jersey, you know you had a St. Peter Prep and Don Bosco. You had Passing Catholic, like the parochial schools. We would go at it all the time. But over there in California, I don't know if you heard about it, they got, like, some schools like De La Salle, and they won for, like, 17 years or something, like, championship after championship after championship. Growing up, I really didn't like that. I'm going to do what I have to do to have my high school run the same way before I'm making the pros.
Okay, very good. We're listening to Daywood Lane looking to blaze the 40-4-4-5 at his upcoming pro days. First one, March 13th at Rutgers. I got to ask you now, I'm a little bit curious, Daywood, since you're throwing out a high 40 like that. You going to light up the pro day with any other workouts on the, you know, you're gonna do anything special in the vertical jump or broad jump, three cone, anything like that?
If I tell you all my secrets, then you don't want to come and see me.
Okay, fair enough. We gave the teaser, so now we'll just have to wait till March 13th. Everybody listening, you know, you heard it here first, NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And, you know, I also read that you were a Cowboys fan growing up, and I liked the quote, they're the second greatest organization next to the one that's going to draft me.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know. I wrote Jerry Jones ever since I was young. But if he doesn't realize by now, then they are going to be the second greatest, because whoever's going to pick me up is going to be the greatest organization I ever played for.
All right. I like that attitude. And we've been talking X's and O's between the lines with Daywood Lane, Bethune-Cookman via Rutgers. Time to go outside the lines. You know what time it is. It's a segment we call Three and Out. Try to get to know Daywood a little bit off the playing field. And I'm going to kick it off in first down. And I know you're getting used to that sunny weather down there in Florida and working out in Atlanta, but have they fully converted you? I mean, what do you enjoy more, Daywood? Sunny sunshine in Florida or a nice pizza pie from Jersey?
I'm going with the sunshine from Florida.
Oh, okay.
The pie from Jersey, it doesn't hit your skin the same way, you know what I mean?
All right, well, I'll still have a nice pizza when I go over to the Star Tavern there in Orange. I go get that $5 pie every Tuesday for you.
Okay.
All right, let's go second down. How about, you know, since you played at Bethune-Cookman and you played at Rutgers, if the Scarlet Knight from Rutgers were to take on the Wildcat from Bethune-Cookman, who do you think would be left standing after that battle?
Define left standing. Exactly.
Yeah, if the Rutgers Scarlet Knight mascot were to fight the Wildcat from Bethune-Cookman, who's going to win in that fight?
Oh, the winner of the fight is up to interpretation. The Knight will have a lot of scratches, and the Wildcat will have a lot of stab wounds.
All right, I like how you played defense on that one, no doubt. All right, let's go over to third down. What's Daywood Lane listening to? Are you working out, getting ready before game? What's in the iPod rotation these days?
Lil Wayne, Drake, J. Cole, and I just heard, just from being down south all the time, I just heard this kid, Kendrick Lamar. He's actually pretty good.
Okay, I'll have to check that out then. Getting the inside scoop all around from Daywood. And going to wrap it up on this one. It's a question I end every show on, so let's do it. I'm an NFL general manager. I want you to tell me why I should draft Daywood Lane.
The reason you should draft me, first and foremost, because I went through a wall for you. Brick wall, cement wall, wooden wall. I do whatever it is that you ask me to do. That's number one, first and foremost. Second of all, after that, after my dedication to whichever coaching staff I belong to, then comes my athleticism. Be able to make plays, sideline to sideline, up the field, down the field. That's number two. Three is because I've never seen anybody work harder than me off the field as far as the weight room, that nature. I'll be the consummate pro. I'll be a pro this young, so I have almost 18 years dedicated hard work ethic, and I feel as though that should take me farther than anything. One of my abilities as far as pass coverage. Oh.
Okay, I like it. It's a three-step plan, so NFL teams, take note. I already have, and I'm looking forward to the March 13th Pro Day as well as the Bethune-Cookman Pro Day workout. So keep us posted
and the
440, on that.
And the 440, don't forget.
445. I'm not forgetting. I'm going to be down there to witness it firsthand. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, and maybe I'll bring you a pizza pie from Star Tavern. But in the meantime, definitely keep us posted, and best of luck in your draft preparation down there in Atlanta. Definitely looking forward to it. Appreciate you taking some time today, Daywood.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. There you have it. Daywood Lane, Bethune-Cookman via Rutgers, definitely I'm intrigued. One of the more intriguing prospects in the 2013 NFL draft, a true draft gem. And, you know, at 6'3", weighing in at, you know, between 230, 240, and running a 4.45 is definitely going to gain a lot of attention. And I think we're you just listened to one of the fast risers leading up to the 2013 NFL draft. So, you know, remember where you heard it here first at the NFL Draft Bible. I was your host, Rick Saratella, for another edition. I do want to thank Evan Brennan over at MB Sports Management for coordinating the interview. And I got a little something special for Daywood on the outro here as we head out and wrap up another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. This one's for you, Daywood.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot.